Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is here. The champ has arrived. The WBC heavyweight champion of the world. A man who retained that title on Saturday night in about 2.5 seconds as he knocked out Dominic Brazil. A clip that has gone viral. Last I looked, it was about 8 million views of this knockout. And you know exactly why when you watch it. He is here, Deontay Wilder, the Bronze Bomber. Deontay, welcome back. Congratulations. The only thing that sucked about Saturday night is it was over so quick. Boomer and I were looking up and going, is that it? We got to go home now. Yeah. But congratulations. How do you feel this morning?
Thank you guys so much. And thank you for inviting me again. And I feel amazing. You know, I feel just as great as I did Saturday night. You know, we was talking earlier about, you know, having to do less things, you know, because we canceled a lot of things, you know.
Yeah, including this show.
Also, you know, I love you guys.
You know?
Nah, you know I love y'all guys. You know, but we just wanted to change up some things, especially when it dealt with the morning time, wanted to get more rest. My doctor felt I needed more rest because he know I can go. I'm a type of person, I can stay up for 2 days solid, you know, and just because my mind is always roaming and it's always busy. I'm always trying to do something. You know, and this time we wanted to make sure we was healthy and we was in the, you know, definitely in the best shape of our life. Because I didn't take him lightly. I took him as if he was the champion, I was the challenger. And sometimes you just got to reverse your mindset and just to think that way. Because you're going to work your hardest when you're the contender coming up to try to be the champion. It reminded me of when I was the challenger and Berman Stavern was the champion that time and how I put so much hard work into it, you know, and get doing the right things in camp and turn over every stone in there. And this is the result that will happen that night when I really focus on what I got to do and just break myself down. I get a spectacular knockout.
Yeah, well, it was spectacular. I got to tell you, you look great, man. You look more cut down than I've ever seen you.
Yeah, right.
And Saturday night was proof positive of that. Now, you created some controversy last week. You know, in one of those afternoon interviews that you gave, you're talking about how you may want to kill somebody in a ring. It's the only sport where you can go in there. I guess MMA would be part of that too. But you can go in there and absolutely just knock somebody out and kill them. Now, two questions for you. One, do you really mean that? And number two, did you check on Dominic after the fight was over?
Well, the answer, you know, when I say things, I mean what I say.
Okay.
You know, I'm passionate about what I say. I'm passionate about what I do. You know, at that point in time, you know, because it was he threatened my family as well, you know. So if he threatened my family, of course, the same wish is going to be applied to you. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, and what I love so much about boxing is that you can resolve your differences inside the ring. You know, all that animosity, all the negative energy that's been built up towards me and my opponent, you know, we can release that at that moment in time. Boxing give us that outlet, you know, to release, you know. And at that point, I did everything that I set to do. I released my negative energy towards him inside of the ring. And you know, we thank God that my words wasn't as my actions. You know, my words said one thing, but my actions displayed another. And once I released that, I felt that cleansing of my body, of my mind. You know, it reminded me of being young and coming up. You know, I'm an 80 baby. So, you know, I seen many different things coming up that what we have now that we didn't have before. And especially when they're dealt with fighting or you beefing with someone, during that time we could fight each other and squash it during that time. You know, all right, Terry, I'll see you next time. You know, you live to see another day. Nowadays is a new generation. People easily take the easy way out and shoot someone or whatever and stuff. But, you know, the boxing is different for me. And that when I did what I did, that allows me to say, you know what, man? Like, I went up and told him, I told him, it's over. I said, it's over.
Oh, so you said that to
him? Almost definitely. Yeah. You know, right after the fight, you know, because I want people to see what type of character I am, not only inside the ring, but outside the ring, my heart is pure. You know, I may say some of the darnest things. I even may make up words at times. You know? But, you know, I'm in my moment. You know, I'm very passionate about it. And, you know, but when I come out of my element as far as being a fighter, being a champion, you know, it takes a dominant mindset to do what I do. Everybody wants to be a champion, and you strapping on that leather, and you're about to apply it to face. But once I get finished doing what I do, you know, that other side of me come out and say, you know, man, you know, it was all worth it. It was good for the build-up. Like I said, I'm the realest champion in the business, yeah. You know, and we can say, man, we love each other. You know, go, and man, I wish you nothing but the best from this day forth. And that's it. You know, and it's squashed.
Yep.
So if I see this man on the street, I see him, hey, what's up, man? You know,
he might go the other way.
Everybody's family's good. Everybody's fine now.
Yes, yeah. Everybody's well, you know.
Man, I tell you, I was watching a Showtime All Access, and I know he's got to say what he says, and I understand that he needs to have confidence. But I'm watching this as a big fan of you, as you know, and he's going, oh, Deontay does all the same stuff all the time, and I mean, I'm ready for him, and this is my Super Bowl, and I'm just like, come on. So the satisfaction of him dropping the way that he did at your right hand was just like, you know, shut up. You know, that's what I wanted to say to him as I'm screaming in the crowd. I can't. You talk about how it felt, the cleansing after you hit him. I want to know what's going through your mind when you're walking out, right? Yeah. You know that you're about to enter that ring, because I can't imagine what that is like. You're walking in as the champ. You got a task at hand. You're dressed the way that you are. Everybody's screaming for you. That's a wilder crowd, obviously. Tell me how that feels when you step into that ring.
Man, it's amazing. It's another atmosphere when you're in that mindset. Like when I'm in my mindset of getting ready to go to the ring, you know, it's a moment where you have to come one with yourself, because not only that, you have to keep in mind, you know, your preparation for the fight. You want to continue to do the things that you prepared yourself to do when it's time for the big night, you know, but you also walking into the energy of the crowd, feeling the energy of the arena, you know, the cameras, all eyes on you, you under the big lights. And if you're not prepared for those moments, man, it can really take something out of you, you know. Sometimes just walking out of the tunnel can be some of the scariest thing in a fighter's career. Because the nerves and the butterflies that they get in, and I've done this so much, so many times, that it's nothing to me at this point. I know how to focus my mindset. See, that's what meditation teaches me, you know, to be able to take myself out of my element and go into another place. And when I'm coming out the tunnel, my mindset is clear. My body is free and filled with positive energy, knowing that this is my time, this is my moment, and
man,
I'm at the right place.
I gotta start meditating now. That's what you do when you meditate. I gotta start meditating.
But here's the thing, Yata. You know, there are basically three entities in boxing. It's the Showtime, ESPN, and now DAZN.
Mm.
HBO got out of it, I guess. You know, and a guy like you that is so gregarious and, you know, and is an American champion, you know, this is like what we've been waiting for a long time. When are we going to see, or if we are, or we ever going to see you and Joshua, or will we see you and Fury again?
You're definitely going to see the both. You know, all the big fight is going to happen. And the great thing about this all is all parties are talking. You know, it's not like, you know, we saying the fight's going to happen, but nobody's in discussion of it.
The fighters, you know, want it to happen.
The fighters want it to happen. You know, especially at this point in time, the fighters want it to happen. But, you know, it's other parties that don't want things to happen.
You know, you guys aren't getting any younger. You know that.
Exactly. This is a young man's sport.
I know.
Boomer, you're definitely right about that. It's a young man's sport. And like I said, I've tried so many times, and we're still in the pursuit of doing so. Like I said, the fight is going to happen, and I know it's going to happen because of the discussions that's been going on behind the scene. And when you get the big fights, like fights like this, it goes silent. That's when you know things are working, you know, because ain't nobody got time to really just be, you know, releasing what's going on or talking about what's going on. When things get like that and you hear about certain things behind the scene, that lets you know that it ain't finna happen, right?
Who are the people that will make it happen? Are there like two or three people? Is it like Steven Espinosa and Bob Arum? And like, who are the people that can make this happen?
Well, with my team, you know, I got a great team. I got, you know, Al Haymon, Shelly Finkels, which is my manager. Al Haymon is my advisor. And, you know, combined together, those guys been in boxing for over 60 years. So they've had everyone from all the greats that you could name. Mm-hmm. They had them and took them to the point where they're known for to this day, you know. And so I got an amazing team behind me. And, you know, if we're talking about the Joshua situation, you know, he got his promoter, which does all the talking for him, which is Eddie Hearns. And, you know, the network that he's with is The Zone.
Right.
And since we couldn't deal with Eddie, you know, with all the things that he was doing, you know, being childish and, you know, I'm not, you know, being childish and doing this. So, you know, if people kept up with boxing, kept up with what was going on, you know, the display of manner that he was taking, the approach that he took is trying to make a fight of this magnitude so big. I don't think he was fully invested in trying to make that happen because of what I can do. Mm-hmm. So we're dealing with The Zone. The head guy of The Zone, we're dealing with them, you know.
So that's John Skipper now, right?
Yeah, John Skipper, correct. Yeah. Shell talk with him like almost every day.
So I would think that those guys to further their entity,
yes.
To further their entity, to make them more realistic,
mm-hmm.
to make them real, should somehow make this happen.
Yeah, I mean, the question I have is, does Joshua really want to fight you? Does he really want to fight you? If you got him in a room and you said, all right, the guy that you just saw knock out Dominic Brazil in 2 seconds, that's the guy that you got to get in the ring with. Does he really want to do that? Because I feel like if he did to this point, and he went to Eddie Hearns or he went to John Skipper or whoever the hell else, the fight would have happened already.
Well, the thing about it, you know, I'm hearing a lot of things, but I do have, you know, people, you know, behind the scenes. And they say Joshua wanted it. They say he wants it. You know, no matter, you know, his feelings of fear or whatever, you know, he wants to make the fight happen because the pressure is on him. Like, you know, when you're the fighter, most of the pressure is on you. Like I said, you can be a promoter, you can be a manager and stuff, but, you know, you don't never have to enter the ring not a day in your life, you know. But as a fighter, we don't want that, you know, that negative energy on us. Like, we the one that's holding up, or we don't want to see it happen. You know, we don't want the fights. Something like Lennox and Bo. You know what I mean? We seen him physically throw the belt in the garbage can. Mm-hmm. His promoter, his manager, them didn't do that for him. So that already indicated that he didn't want that fight, and he got to live with that for the rest of his life. You know, in this situation, it's at a point in time where I said we was going to smoke him out, and boy, how are we doing that?
Now
Joshua is pressure on him, mm-hmm. you know. And now he wants the fight to happen, but the thing about it, he signed he signed with Matchroom, which you know, his other people, with Eddie Hearns, the guys that got him to this point. So he's signed with them. So he can only do so much. He's only limited to what he can do and what he can say. We thought that he ran everything, you know, being that he's the talent.
Sure.
And that's what people come to see. They come to see him when they come in this country. They're not talking about anybody else. They're talking about him, as they should. But we found out once we got into negotiations, he don't have all to say so. So not only does he has to want it, but they have to want it as well.
We're talking to Deontay Wilder. There's a couple of people that came up to me before the fight. They knew I was a big fan, knew that we'd interview a couple times. They said, you know, the one thing I'm worried about with Deontay is that, you know, it's not the Fury rematch, and he got a lot of attention after that Fury thing, and then everybody knows who he is now. He might take this situation lightly. I said, stop it. I said, you don't know this man. I said, take this guy lightly. Are you kidding me? All that stuff that happens is only going to motivate him more,
yes.
And that's exactly what went on. So I never worry about you getting your eye off the prize. That's never going to happen because you keep your circle tight. You keep the great people around you, as you mentioned, all of them. So, you know, as you grow bigger and bigger, we see Todd Gurley there. We see DeSean Jackson at the fight. You see all these people, all the celebrities are coming out for a non-pay-per-view fight against, you know, Dominic Brazil. It's only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. But you have a plan to make sure that stuff doesn't distract you, right?
Most definitely. You know, I love to see people all over the world to come and witness greatness, you know. Like I always say, we all have greatness in us, you know, for greatness is only determined by service. And I love displaying my service each and every night. This is, you know, this is a true talent. I always say that with a talent like mine, it only comes around so many decades, you know, because I'm unorthodox. I'm untextbook. You know, they can't figure me out. You know, I'm not like this Olympic sensation that came up and everyone knew about me. Some people don't even know I was a bronze medalist, and I was like the 280 something, you know, one on the, it was 280 some fighters, and I was the last bottom of the list. Mm-hmm. You know, I really came up from the ground of boxing all the way to the point where I am now, you know, and it's amazing. And, you know, to work myself all the way here, man, it's just allowed me to, you know, reminisce and think about what my grandma used to tell me all the time, that how I was anointed by God.
You know, when you stepped in, I don't know if God wants other people punishing people like you, whatever. But, you know, when you stepped in that ring, though, man, when did you realize that you had him? Could you tell when the fight started that he was a little bit intimidated?
Yes, 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 indeed. You know, when you go into battle, or when you do it so long, even if you can understand body language, it can tell you. Like, mm-hmm. I'd have been in this game for so long, like I can read body language well. I can feel energy. Like I'm a true energy person. You know, anybody can tell you that's close around me and tell you, like, if Deontay say something, he speaks certain way, you know, he ain't saying it for no reason. Don't take it lightly. You know, sometimes I say I have gold on the tip of my tongue, because I sometimes become so accurate with my words. You know, it don't even surprise me no more at this point in time, because I'm consistent with it. And when I look into Brazil's eyes, even in the first press conference, like I said, I can hear his heartbeat. You know, sometimes I don't say things just to say it and get people, you know, roused up about certain things I say in the side. You know, I said, because this is my energy, this is what I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. I'm really feeling this. I really can sense certain things. You know, I'm a special person. And, you know, from that point, he was nervous, you know. And, you know, even coming out, if you look at his body language coming out to his ring walk, everybody had his attention, you know. He was doing everything to not go get that much closer to the ring. I'm like, even talking to the commissioner this way, you know, you know, delaying body language. And then when you get in the ring and you see a man not want to really initiate a punch, that's intimidation. You know, they all know about the power. And if you get in there and it's just like riding a motorcycle, if you disrespect the road, then that's when you start making errors. And you will feel that hot pavement if you have an accident or something like that. If you disrespect the feeling of fire, you're going to get burned, you know what I mean? And that's how it was in the ring, you know. I could see it with his body language. I could see it with his movement, that he didn't want to initiate that because he didn't want to mess up getting hit.
You know, when you were about ready to throw the punch, you could see, and I looked at that replay like 1,000 times because it happened so fast. Mm. You could see your eyes just bulge, like, man, I got this guy.
Yes.
Like his left was down, and you just came in with this haymaker. It's almost like you sensed that this was going to be the moment.
Yes, when I felt that he didn't want to initiate too much, or even when he did, it was short. Mm-hmm. Even when he was throwing the hook and stuff like that, you know, he started making mistakes right off the bat. So I wanted to keep my composure. I didn't want to really rush in and do a lot of things. You know, although when I hit a guy, you know, sometimes you get that little one window, you're like, you got to get it. You know, that's when I become Wild Man Wilder, right, you know what I mean? And go in. But even when I came in, you know, I got hit in the back of the head and stuff. I kept my composure. I didn't want to just really rush that. And I really wanted to work on the different things that we're working in training. And coming back off of that, coming back off of the tie up when we tied up and the referee divided us, you know, I seen that my opening. But the thing what Brazil was doing is he was allowing us to do what we was doing in training. He actually helped me because we wanted to stay to his right side and we wanted him to keep left because he has a blind side.
Oh, he had a blind side. You know? Now he's got two blind sides. You know, actually, like when Bruce Smith hit me from my blind side.
You know, I just saw on another show, I won't say what, but Tyson Fury's now doing interviews this morning. Like, this is the stuff that drives me crazy. I got to be honest with you. So this whole mess happens, signs with Bob Arum, Top Rank, I get it, and then everybody. So now we don't have the rematch, but I know that you guys wanted a rematch. And now this guy's got to pop up and do media after you do what you do on Saturday night because nobody's talking about him anymore.
Right.
That stuff drives me crazy. Do you really realize you would have been talked about if you guys could have figured out this fight. Yes. This is the stuff that drives me crazy about boxing. It does, but it's okay. I'll calm down. We had a wonderful weekend. We were there. We saw what we wanted to see.
Yeah.
That was awesome, and hopefully we'll get these fights at some point. And by the way, for everybody that says that I'm too negative about my team, you heard Deontay. He says he feels energy. He told me that all positive energy from me.
Yes,
I'm a positive guy.
Yes,
so just deep down. So
well,
he
wasn't
knows.
Positive last week, though. Your heart was broken.
Yeah, well, I was a little bit. But you know what?
He's
now
like
having
he's like a stage five clinger.
Yeah,
so you got to be careful.
I'm
he's
a big
your,
fan.
He's your Klingon.
I'm a big fan.
He knows. He is your Klingon.
I was disappointed. But now that I know he needed his sleep, and that's what happens when he gets his sleep, well, he doesn't need to come in before the fight.
You know, Deontay, I think we probably showed you this picture before, but you were in the studio, and you and Gio had this embrace where he was nestled up against your breast.
We were see, nestling each other.
See,
look
at
that. Oh, look at that. Man, that's love. That's
that
brotherly love
that is
right
so
there.
So much love right there.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so now you know what you're dealing with.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what you're dealing with over here. I'm telling you.
There we go. The Super Bowl. Look at this. This is our great. This is our greatest hits, Deontay.
Amazing pitches, Bear. Amazing memories.
Well, listen, Deontay, it's great to see you again, man. Congratulations. Yes. And I know you love fighting in Brooklyn, but you know the taxes are a little bit different, right?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, Jesus, man. That's another
that's
section.
A whole other thing. Yeah, I get it. But Brooklyn loves you, man.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
And the Barclays is a great place for a fight, man. It's like the perfect venue for
it
a
really
fight.
It really is. Really is awesome there. And then as a fan being there, I mean, the energy in that building is incredible. I can't imagine what you feel, especially when it's 100%, 99% all a Wilder crowd there. So tremendous.
Most definitely. You know, that's why I love coming here. You know, I have my most devastating knockouts right here in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
At the Barclays Center, you know.
We're going to have another one.
You're going to have it each and every time.
I hope so.
The people have adopted me. They call me, they said, oh, you're not the Bronze Bomber, you're the Bronx Bomber. And, you know, they throw their X's up and stuff. And, you know, it makes me feel good. You know, it made me, they said they'd adopted me. And, you know, this just let me know that the people, you know, feel like I'm one of them. You know
what it is? We got an American heavyweight that has got a personality that can fight, that knocks people out, and we haven't had one of those in a long time.
Long time.
Yep. Yep. Deontay, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you soon.
Blessings. Thank you guys so much.
Right. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.